Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host. Before I get started today, I want to give a huge shout out to those who have family members who served and are, you know, remembering them today. Today is Memorial Day as I am recording this podcast. Yes, I'm working on Memorial Day, but I do want to make sure that I honor those here today who have given their lives and served the country so that I might have freedom and be protected. I'm very grateful. Today on the podcast, I wanted to do something a little bit special because I am going to be opening the doors to Project CEO very soon. And I do have some new ways that this program is accessible to those of you who wanted to join last time when the doors opened and were unable to for whatever reason. I wanted to make sure that we made it accessible to everyone. So I want you to take a moment to head down to the show notes and click on the link to join the waitlist. There is where you learn everything that you need to know about the new process for accessing the program. You'll also get to learn more about Project CEO and how it can potentially help you in your life, career, and or business. It is not just a business program. It really is a growth personal development program that will help you leverage yourself across any medium that you choose, whether it's in life in your community, whether it is climbing the corporate ladder, or whether it is growing a business. This program is very helpful. There are tons of testimonials within the program that prove that point, and you could just be one more person who can tell the world about how awesome it is and how it has helped you in whatever way it does. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? Now, today on the podcast, what I really wanted to do is share with you some things that I did that really allow for my business, my sanity, if you will, to just take off and thrive when I realized these things. And it's four things that I want to share with you today that I think if maybe you sat down and really thought about it, really put pen to paper and really started to write out some of the answers to the things that I had to ask myself and how I came up with these answers, it'll also help you. You'll begin to realize your dreams a lot faster, a lot easier. You'll be more discerning. I just think that that's the case. And all of this information that I'm going to share with you, when I started to realize these things, it all started around the age of 30. If you have never heard this story before, it really is good for you to join Project CEO or at least the wait list, and I share this with you. But around the age of 30 is when this started to happen for me. And the things that I'm going to tell you I realized between then and now have really catapulted my success, not only as a business owner, but also as a friend, a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a community leader. It has been so helpful, but it took me realizing these things. So don't wait. Don't like try to figure it all out on your own. It took me nearly 30 years to get these answers. Well, I'm not almost 60. It took me 20 years to get to these answers. And why not take the benefit of my experience? So here are some things that I realized. And once I did, things just really started to take off for me in my life, career, not career, because I don't have a career, I have a business, but in my life and business and relationships. So the first thing I realized was that I was enough. I was enough. I actually did a presentation for an organization here in the area over Mother's Day weekend for a group of ladies in a group called Gifts for Moms. It's for single moms. And this organization helps these single moms in various aspects of their lives that, you know, maybe a husband would have helped with, or just financially, or whatever their challenges are, this organization really does help. And so they asked me to be a keynote speaker at their tea Mother's Day weekend. So I was. The thing that I wanted them to walk away with was, no matter what is going on in your life, you are enough. So much so that when I finished my presentation, the person who was guiding the program, she said, Andre, don't leave the stage. I want everybody to just say it out loud. Let's all say it with her. We are enough. I am enough. And so I really, when I recognized this and realized this about myself, things really did start to take off. I realized that I am as unique as a fingerprint. You too are as unique as a fingerprint. You are the sum of your influence, experiences, passions, and perspectives. And nobody has that same combination. We all have those things, but the combination of those things is so vastly different that you are so unique just because of those things. And that is one of the things that you should point to when you think about whether or not you are enough. You are. You have everything you need. The other thing under this category about me being enough was that my epiphany journey is actually a roadmap to someone else's solution. The things that I've gone through, the way that I've solved problems for myself, that is going to be valued to someone who is going through something similar. So I can take my aha moment and the journey that I took to fulfill that aha, and I can share that with people to help them solve their own problems. So I am enough. Like the challenges and the frustrations and the irritations that happen over time, you know, they were bad in the moment. It didn't feel good in the moment, but guess what? Now that I'm out of it, I can look back at each stage of it and I can help someone along their journey. That is just something that I realized that once it sort of sunk in and I realized that I wasn't a leper, you know, and that I wasn't someone that, you know, didn't have anything to offer, but it was quite the opposite. The challenges and trials and tribulations that I had gone through could be beneficial to someone else, understanding how I got through those things. So my epiphany journey is actually a roadmap to someone else's challenges and helps them with their solution. The other thing I realized was I'm worth every single penny I charge because I have done the work. Often when you start your business, you want to make sure that people buy. So you will charge a lower amount of money and you will pinch pennies and you will give away and give away and give away. And that is all something I believe you should do when you first start out. But once you have put in the time and invested all that energy into taking courses, reading books, doing webinars, you know, coaching people, and you've gotten that experience or whatever it is you're doing in your business, you have earned the right to charge for that experience, for that information, for your intellectual property. And so I have discovered that in me being enough, me having done the work, me being as unique as a snowflake and a fingerprint, and knowing how my epiphany journey can be the solution for someone else, makes me worth every single penny that I ask for in my business, because I know that I am going to work hard. I'm going to provide the best possible things that I can provide for them based on the knowledge I have. And in most instances, a lot of instances, if there is the occasion that I don't have an answer, I will move heaven and earth to find the answer for my clients so they still don't have to lift a finger. So yes, I am worth every penny because I've done the work. Now, the second thing that I realized that has helped my life and business really thrive and take off is done is better than perfect. If you're listening to this and you are type A, this means exactly what it says. Not everything is going to be perfect, and not everything has to be perfect before you start. Oftentimes we get caught up in paralysis by analysis and we won't take the first step because we are afraid that we aren't ready. Like things haven't really been put together well or whatever. The truth of the matter is that you really do have everything you need. And no matter how well prepared you think you are, there are always going to be snags and hiccups. And so you have to kind of account for that when you're getting started. And you can't wait until things are perfect because things will never be perfect. As a matter of fact, this podcast is constantly evolving and being open to the failures. That's what CEO mindset stands for. Being open to the failure plays into the fact that there are going to be failures and that things aren't going to be perfect. And there are going to be occasions where you have to figure it out. You've got to change your direction because what you're doing isn't working. And that is okay. The only way to get to that point is to do the testing. I talk to clients all the time, especially when social media clients, where they want the answer right away. They think that when you take over their social media, things are just going to turn around. Everything's going to be perfect because now someone who knows what they're doing is going to be doing their social media. Well, that's not always the case. Even experts have to test and determine what is going to work best based on the audience that that client is trying to serve. Oftentimes, the client is just trying to throw spaghetti on the wall to see if it sticks with their social media. And so they really don't have a clear indication of who their real ideal audience is. So when someone like me comes in, it's not just a matter of posting pictures on social media or helping them with video ideas for YouTube. No, initially we have to really weed out who the real audience is. And then we have to start testing what content is going to resonate with that audience the best before we get to the point where things are on easy street and everything's working. So done is better than perfect, and we have to be okay with those failures because sometimes it happens. That testing is going to yield things that don't work. It will also yield things that do work, but you've got to do the testing. So the very first thing that I realized under this category is that my clarity, me being clear about what I want, what I'm trying to achieve, those goals, those SMART goals, that is still very important. When I say done is better than perfect, I'm not saying that you just kind of very quickly throw things together and not care about the quality of it. No, I'm saying care about the quality, but don't keep picking at it and picking at it and trying to make it better and better because you think that's going to make it perfect so that when you finally launch the thing, it's going to be, you know, the best thing since sliced bread and you're not going to have any hiccups. That's just not the case. But you do need to be clear about what it is you want, what you're planning to do to get it, and you need to have a plan of action to do it, and then you actually have to take action and do the plan, work the plan. So clarity is still important here. And then also the thing that's really important, even though done is better than perfect, is that my best is still required. I still have to show up. I still have to continue to learn and grow. I have to give it my all. I have to, you know, we talk about in my series, Your Style Story, we talk about your nonverbal message and the fact that the way you show up, the way you look, the way you put yourself together is still speaking volumes about you to those who see you. So putting your best foot forward is still required, not just in working with a client, but in just the way you pull yourself together. I don't know, coming up, I have an episode of Your Style Story with my husband. He's a director in his organization, and he talks about how, you know, when he's interviewing people in person over Zoom, or when he's going to dinner with them, they're having a dinner meeting, he's looking at the way people pull themselves together, because when he's not around, they have to go out and speak to clients. And so it's important that they are presenting themselves in a certain way. And so again, putting your best foot forward is still required. But in order for you to put your best foot forward, guys, you got to know what that best foot is. And that brings me to something that I think is so important. But my program, Project CEO, is just phenomenal. It's an 18-week program, and it is designed to help you develop your personal brand and then teach you how to leverage that personal brand, that who you are, what you need to do and be your best essence. How do you leverage that across whether it's your business, your career, or in your community, your personal life? How do you create that personal brand that you can then set boundaries for, manage expectations for, and teach people how to treat? How do you do that? That's what Project CEO is all about, is helping you become the CEO, the chief executive officer of yourself. How do you lead yourself? Because if you are leading in your business, if you are leading in your career, if you are a leader in your community, it is all about being able to influence people. And in influencing people, what that means is that they have to see something in you that makes them want to follow. So that means you are going to be attracting people to you. So you need to have consistency. You need to show up and look the part. You need to be able to influence people and have them look up to you in a way that they can find answers and that they want to follow. So in order to do that, you've got to learn to lead yourself first. You cannot lead anyone else unless you know how to lead yourself. And so inside Project CEO, that's what I'm teaching you how to do. I'm teaching you how to lead yourself. And then you will be able to take that and showcase who you are to attract, engage, and convert the right audience, the ideal audience. Because not everybody is going to care what you have to say, but those who can relate to your epiphany journey and see the solution that you found and they think it will help them, no matter the circumstances, that is influence. And you will be able to influence them so much easier post Project CEO. So make sure you get yourself on my wait list. We're going to be opening the doors soon, and the content from here on out until the day the doors open is all going to be about ways Project CEO can help you, okay? And another series that we have that I really want to emphasize here is Your Style Story. It's over on my YouTube channel. If you have not subscribed to this podcast or my YouTube channel, do that right now or as soon as you finish listening to this podcast because it is going to benefit you so much. Here on the podcast, we are always talking about constantly evolving and how you can be open to failing forward in your life, career, and or business. On my YouTube channel, everything is about giving you real talk and real tips and techniques to help you find real success in your life, career, and or business. So we're sharing really good information on both platforms. But over on my YouTube channel, what I'm doing with Your Style Story series is I am showing you that your appearance, your personal style, really is speaking a message, and I'm talking to real people about their style story, how they came to it. We've got fun games that we play, but it's ultimately designed to teach you what you need to do to really find your voice with your personal style and how you can use what you really want to communicate and have it be spoken through the clothes you put on your back. It is, you know, we talk about fashion, but it's more about personal style and how that relates to you being able to leverage yourself across platforms to achieve the goals that you have for yourself. So please, 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 after you finish listening to this episode, go into the show notes, find the waitlist for Project CEO, add your name, and then also head down and find the link to subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you can watch the latest episodes of Your Style Story series. I'm so excited for that. It starts the week I'm recording this. It will start the following Sunday. So make sure you're on board for that. Now let's get back into these things that really helped to kick things off for me when I realized them. The third one is the answers won't always show up in the package that you're expecting. Guys, this is a huge one. And this is something that I've dealt with really recently. I had gotten a little frustrated at the end of last year about some of the groups that I was in, networking groups, that is. And I felt like I was not really being received. People were not using me. I kind of got in my feelings about people not referring me or not wanting to work with me. And I got a little upset about that towards the end of the year. And then, guys, what happened was, and before this, actually, people were telling me, Andrea, you really need to work with bigger companies. What you have to offer is really for companies who have seen revenue and they now have wrapped their head around the fact that there really needs to be some sort of an authentic, organic approach to the way they reach out to their customers, or they need some leadership help to understand how all of the things work together to really build and continue to scale their businesses. And so the smaller networking groups that I was in, the companies that were a part of those networking groups weren't really in a space where they could hear or absorb what it is I was trying to say, because they're still in the process of trying to make their money back, or they're still in that stage where they're like taking every dollar they can get because they just want to make sure they're making revenue. They haven't really matured in their business. And so what happened at the end of last year was I had someone that I had worked with and coached for years. And it was really more personally. It really wasn't like there was a money exchange or anything. It was, I would get a call when assistance was needed. I would offer the advice. I would give the coaching. I would give my, you know, my 2 cents. And then at the end of the year, I get a call and this person is telling me that she's now working for the Department of Energy, an organization that she's building out for them. And she wanted me to come and do leadership coaching because she said for the years that we have been in communication, I have provided her such amazing advice and coaching that she just felt like it was time. My time was due to really be elevated to a level that she felt my expertise was supposed to be on display. And so I got a huge contract at the end of last year. And so that is just one example of how the way I was envisioning my brand to sort of explode here locally, it didn't turn out that way. But it was much bigger, it was much better. So it's just proof that when you pour into through your personal brand, when you're leveraging yourself the right way, those things that you want, the success that you're looking for is going to come, but quite often it's not going to show up in a package that you're expecting because you've sown so many seeds authentically and organically that it just doesn't dawn on you that some of those things are going to fall on fertile ground and the result is going to be an amazing an amazing harvest. And so this happened again last week. I was walked into a place and was talking about something completely different. I was paying money for an expo that I wanted to be a part of. And in the moment, I was talking to one of the ladies and she just out of the blue said, "Hey, your name came up in a conversation earlier this week. And we think that you would be really good for this certification. And so it's not ready yet, but I just want you to know that your name was on a short list." And this was from a major organization that, you know, I have been pouring into, but not sacrificially, as you know, I always talk about you give out of overflow. So because I was so willing to give and to offer my time and assistance, you know, just unbegrudgingly, I did it willingly. It was noticed by the higher ups. And now my name is on a short list. I also realized that, you know, working with the person that was building the program for the DOE, I realized, you know, it opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, I needed to get certified, you know, and so get some certifications around my name to work more with government agencies. And so that sort of was something that when I realized that I was enough and that done was better than perfect and all the work that I've done over the past 20 years, it wouldn't have worked back then, but now it'll work because I have all of this experience. I have a great perspective. I have a huge passion and I have the influence around me. So that fingerprint, that uniqueness that I have has gotten me to this point where now a certification contracts with the government, it is going to be much more appreciated and understood, and I'll be able to take advantage of the things because I'm ready for it. And so again, it's the answers that you're looking for. Once you sort of walk into and own who you are and what you need to do and be your best, and I'm telling you, Project CEO is just phenomenal in helping you do that, then you start to appreciate the things that do come your way because you've been sowing these seeds just unbeknowing, you know, to you that it's going to land on such fertile ground. And so the things that sort of start to grow are amazing things that you just didn't expect. Also, I'm going to be participating in a leadership program for my city. And that was something that, you know, probably would not have landed as softly earlier on. But now things are, it makes sense. It's clicking and it's going to work out well. Also, I started working with a major chamber of commerce this past year. And not only do they want, you know, they're already looking to expand my scope of work. And so it's like, it wasn't on my radar that would happen. But because I have been sowing seeds, because I've been authentic in my dealings, because I've been walking in the fact that I am enough and that I am worth every penny and that I've been very clear about what it is I'm trying to do, and I have been doing my best, that now I understand that some of these things I can look back and see sort of how they begin to grow and where they came from. And I'm excited about what's to come for the remainder of 2024. Now, the final thing that I really did realize that helped me take off was I realized that I was just bossing in the wrong stage, guys. I was bossing the wrong stage. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there is a quiz in the show notes, Stages of Bossing Quiz. And if you want to know what stage of bossing you're in, take that quiz. It's absolutely free, but it's going to give you results and it's going to tell you what stage of bossing you're in. And it's going to tell you who you should be talking to and how you should be talking to them in that particular stage. So I think it's very valuable information because, like, again, you may think that you're doing things right and you might feel like you're beating your head up against the wall and you don't understand why things are not working out the way you want them to work out. And the truth of the matter is, you probably are just bossing in the wrong stage. It has nothing to do with you. It's who you're trying to attract, engage, and convert. Those are the wrong people. And there's nothing wrong with them. It's just that you're talking to the wrong people. That's why they're not listening. So my suggestion is for you to click on that link down below. Take that Stages of Bossing quiz and find out what stage of bossing you're in. Now, I have four stages of bossing that I talk about. I have it's five stages. I think it's startup, level up, or startup scale. Yeah, it's five. It's think up, startup, scale up, level up, and up level. So it's five stages. And if you want to know what those stages are about and which one you fall into, which category you fall into, take that quiz. I promise you, you'll be the better for it, and it will really help you begin getting a little bit more clear. Remember, we talked about done is better than perfect, but clarity is still important. It will help you get clear about who it is you need to be talking to versus who you're talking to now. And there may be some aha moments where you say, oh my gosh, no wonder. And when you start to operate in the right stage, when you have that realization, it's quite possible that you will take off too. All right, that does it for today. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Listen, guys, this is a self-published podcast. It's self-funded, and I need all the reviews that I can get. So if you have not given this a review or a comment, please do so on whatever platform you're listening to it on. I would really appreciate that. Also, hit that subscribe button for my YouTube channel so you don't miss Your Style Story or the videos that I'll be doing that are going to be super helpful leading up to the launch of this next session of Project CEO. All of that information will be down in the show notes. Lastly, be sure to click on the Stages of Entrepreneurship quiz. It's free, and you can find out what stage of Boston you're actually in and who you should be talking to in that stage. That I think that's going to be very helpful in your ability to take off from wherever it is you are in your life, career, and or business. All right. Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. And just don't forget that this is where you come to learn about how to constantly evolve and be open to failing forward. Thanks again for listening, guys. And don't forget, I'll be back again next week. Bye. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms. So if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.